This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm Renee Montagne.
And sitting in for Steve Inskeep, I'm John Idstey. Good morning. One of the most prominent bipartisan efforts to rechart America's course in Iraq is receiving new interest on Capitol Hill. The Iraq Study Group released its report last December. Congress had appointed five respected Democrats and five respected Republicans to offer policy advice. Now, as senators engage in renewed debate over President Bush's Iraqi policy, some are looking to the Iraq Study Group's recommendations to guide that policy.
Lee Hamilton co-chaired the Iraq Study Group. He's director of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Good morning.
Good morning.
It has been more than 6 months since the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group were delivered. Can these recommendations still be implemented?
Yes, I think the primary recommendations we made could still be implemented. Those recommendations are to shift the primary mission of U.S. forces from combat to training Iraqi forces. Secondly, make U.S. economic and political support for the Iraqi government conditional on Iraq's progress in meeting specific benchmarks. The third recommendation was to launch a diplomatic offensive in the region. In each case, you see progress toward our recommendations, but not fully incorporating them.
By missing or not implementing some of the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group, not forcing the Iraqi government to meet benchmarks, not mounting an aggressive diplomatic offensive, has the president missed an opportunity to accomplish the mission, if you will, in Iraq?
I think the president looked upon the Iraq Study Group report seriously. I don't think he accepted our basic recommendations. I personally feel he missed an opportunity to bring the country together. I don't think you can have success, however you might define that, so long as the political leadership of the country is so sharply divided. So the Iraq Study Group report can certainly be criticized, but one of its merits surely was that it was bipartisan. And so far as I know, it's the only bipartisan proposal out there. And I think it still does have a reasonable chance of bringing about a unity of effort which is required for the success of our policy in Iraq.
Well, given that you think there's a reasonable success that will happen, in your opinion, how now does the country get that unity of effort that you speak of?
Well, it's not a very precise process, even messy, I guess, to some extent. But you can see the Congress and the president struggling towards it. Bringing together a country on a policy that divides the country as sharply as the Iraq War has is not done with a single vote in the Congress. It's done over a period of time, gradually, painfully, and you're seeing that process now.
What about getting U.S. troops out of Iraq? Do you see that happening ultimately, or will there be U.S. troops in Iraq for a very long time?
I think U.S. troops will be in Iraq for an extended period of time. It will require a substantial number, not the number you have now, but a substantial number of U.S. forces. I do not expect that the United States will simply totally pull out of Iraq, even within a time frame, say, of a year or two.
And substantial? Is there a figure that you could attach to that?
I personally am very leery of very specific numbers being written into law. I think you have to recognize that events can change on the ground, and you have to be prepared. What is important here is that we make it very clear that the policy of the United States government is to responsibly exit from that country. And the details, I think, should not be spelled out too specifically.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lee Hamilton co-chaired the Iraq Study Group. He is director of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.